All right, we're going to jump. Carol, can I have you read Philippians 3, 7 through 11?
Okay. But whatever gain I had, I counted as loss for the sake of Christ. Indeed, I count everything as loss because of the surpassing worth of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord. For his sake, I have suffered the loss of all things and count them as refuse, in order that I may gain Christ and be found in him, not having a righteousness of my own based on law, but that which is through faith in Christ, the righteousness from God that depends on faith, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and may share his sufferings, becoming like him in his death, that if possible, I may attain the resurrection from the dead.
Awesome. Thank you. All right, let's see here. I just took a moment, and this is going to lead us into our exercise, but we want to do Paul's credits versus Paul's debits. Before he was a follower of Jesus, I actually think he thought this way. As far as his credits, if you go back to verse 5 and 6, he kind of lists a whole bunch of those. What are his credits? Like, things that are really good about his life. What do you got there? Anything there? In the good column.
Just about everything.
Okay.
Circumcised, Hebrew, tribe of Benjamin, follows the law, zealous, righteous under the law, blameless.
Okay. Pretty awesome. Now, according to the old way of thinking, Paul would have had debits, the things not going so well, and credits. I think he had a ton of credits. Things are looking pretty good for this guy. Notice that when he starts following Jesus, it looks like he starts doing accounting different. And what he's talking about here is taking everything that's in the credit column, shifting it over to the debit column. So all the things that are going bad and all the things that are going good go into that left-hand column. They're actually debits. And what's the one thing that's in his credit column now as a Christian? He only has one thing going on. Follower of Jesus. That's it. That's the only thing in the credit column. Now, under his old way of thinking, his life's a failure under his old accounting system, because there's a lot of debits on his side, even the things that really go against him. But in the new way of thinking, Paul has just one thing going for him: Jesus. Celebrating Jesus. Celebrating his death and resurrection. So now let's move to us. I think, and I'm calling myself out here, I think too often we live with the old accounting system. What's going well? What's going bad? I've got debits. I've got credits. Today, my credits were higher than my debits. I had a good day. Or today, I had more debits than credits. It was a bad day. That's not Paul's understanding of how it works. Do you see where I'm going with that? So, but let's do check in with one another. How are we doing? Does anyone want to share their debits or their credits? What's going bad? What's going well? As that kind of assessment at the beginning of our time together. Okay, I'll share. You'll hear me in the sermon today when I talk. What's not going well is our son gets up too often at night lately. And that's a debit, not just for me, but everyone in the family. Alicia, are you on the call? Can you back that up?
Yeah.
Oh, she's off. Anybody else?
Yep. He doesn't like
What's
to
that? Okay, there you go. Anybody else, debits and credits?
I have my wife and kids as debits and credits, because I worry about them.
Okay.
For the debit side. That's the other side. That's my blessing. It's my family.
Okay. Rob has both debits and credits for his family and how they're doing. Anybody else, Oscar?
No, I think all the new technology, the pandemic that brought on, way over my head. But to give credit is that there's several people in this congregation that kind of understand it. You know, we've got Aaron and Ron and Steve and the others that kind of support me. And I just kind of sit back and watch.
Yep.
It's been overwhelming, actually.
Okay. Oscar says the technology at church has been kind of a, you know, technology is amazing. What a blessing it is, but in a lot of ways, man, woo, it's tough these days. If I had hair, I would have lost it. And Oscar works so hard back there, and I'm so thankful for what he does at the church. It's just great. But you're right. The more you bank on technology, the more it can throw you off, I think.
I'll chime in, and it's not just a church-related okay. issue.
So how's city council going, Ruth? Are there struggles with it? Yeah, I hear you.
It's a struggle. You guys
have, yeah, it's a struggle. So you guys have your Zoom meetings, I know, and you share them with the community, yeah. but they don't always go the way they should.
We have Zoom meetings, plus we broadcast on Facebook, and it often seems like nobody's happy. You just can't win. I want to go back to in-person meetings.
Yep.
We'll get used to it.
No.
Amen. Yep. Just encouragement for all of you. A new way of living, I'd encourage all of us, because there's a lot of unhappiness right now, a lot of anxiety going on in the community. There's just a lot of struggle. The calls into the church are incredible. I'm seeing a lot of phone calls about these things. One thing is, what if we shifted our accounting to Paul's way? All those things that are going well, all those things that are not going well, we throw them all into the debit column. And if the only thing we have is Jesus Christ, we've had a good day. That's what he's saying here, Philippians chapter 3. Remember, he's right in prison when he writes this.